Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Keith Hilpert here, broadcasting live from the Santa Rosa County Chamber, and this is episode 4 today, I think. Yeah, 4. And I'm surrounded by the table by three wonderful people that have kept me entertained for the last 20 minutes. So sorry if we're running a little late, but I'm going to let them introduce themselves. So by all means.
Hi, I'm Gracie Turner. I'm the owner of Skinny Healthy and Wealthy LLC. Thanks for having me.
.com. You got to say it. It's there. You got it. You might as well flaunt it, you know?
And my name is Benny Turner. I'm the owner and president of Turner Financial Group. And I'm happy to be here as well. And you can find us at advisorsusa.com.
And so you're owner and president. You took on two job roles.
Absolutely.
That's a lot. So go ahead, David.
Hi, Keith. Thank you for having us today. And my name's David Acuff. I'm general manager of Homestead Village of Pensacola, and we're an assisted independent memory care facility. And I'm just excited to be able to talk about what we do.
Yeah. You have an interesting world.
Yeah.
Yeah. But let's talk about healthy skinnyandwealthy.com.
Absolutely.
Okay, so walk me through what this is, other than a really, really cool .com.
This Skinny Healthy and Wealthy is my business, and I came to this to decide to do an LLC out of working in network marketing, mm-hmm. and the business is going away. Or being able to bring to the people what I feel like they need, not just what is in my back pocket.
Right.
And so my husband and I talked about it, and we didn't come up with this name. I was talking to a friend one day, and she asked me, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm doing skinny, healthy, and wealthy parties." And she started laughing, and she said, "What did you just say?" I said, "I don't know. What did I just say?" And I started laughing, and that's how I came to this business.
Yeah, and then you got the .com. I'm seriously amazed at that.
I know it is amazing.
Yeah,
I was blessed.
Did you have to fight for it? Did you have to find somebody who owned it already? And
no.
Man, I'm in the wrong business. You found it, huh?
I found it.
You found it.
Yes.
Okay, so we were talking before the show that this is a lifestyle change. Company, right?
Absolutely.
And things that, and you've been doing it for since you were 15.
My journey started at 15 yeah. years old.
So what was the journey that led you to skinnyhealthyandwealthy.com?
Well, a month before my 15th birthday, I get on the scales and I'm shocked at my weight. And the funny part is my mom and dad had told me you can start double dating at 15 years old. And I thought, wow, this is not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided at that moment to make a change.
Yeah.
And I did. And that started my journey. And that's been my passion. And I love working with people who want to get their bodies in line with their mind and with their philosophy of life and with what they want to do. So many times our bodies are overweight and mm-hmm. we can't do what we want to do and we don't know how to get back under control and we need help. And that's what I love to do, mm-hmm. to help people get healthy.
Yeah.
I don't believe in diets. I'm not on a diet craze. I don't want people to do diets. Get off that roller coaster
yeah.
and let's just do a lifestyle change and get healthy.
Yeah. Well, Tony Robbins says it, and I laugh at it all the time that I hear it, but diet, which the first three letters are D-I-E, right? So obviously, probably not your best decision, right?
No.
The other thing I've noticed too, in speaking from personal experience with some of this stuff, I don't think people realize how much not being in a healthy state of mind really affects your mind, right? So
right.
you've got all of this subconscious stuff going on that you don't even realize is there until it's gone.
Right. People go to food for comfort,
yeah.
for they're anxious, they're nervous, they're afraid, they're whatever. And they just go to food and not even think about it until they wake up one day and realize mm-hmm. that they're killing themselves and eventually their medical condition is going to deteriorate.
Yeah. Yeah.
And be very costly.
Which is not cheap.
It is not
right?
cheap.
Which David can tell us all about, right? Right. He's living in it.
That's so. Right. That's right. So this I enjoy doing.
Yeah. Okay. So how does one get your services or how do we become one of your clients?
This is basically a one-on-one. You can call me at 850-748-7609. You can private message me from my Facebook page at Skinny, Healthy, and Wealthy or Gracie Laverne Turner, both Facebook pages. You can email me at laverneturner.com. Mm-hmm. Let's see, laverneturner@yahoo.com. But just get in touch with me. I will come to you. We will meet at your convenience, and we will get the journey started.
So is it the same treatment for everybody, or do you do everything custom to that person?
I want to meet with that person, find out what they want,
yeah,
what their goals are, and I don't want to impose my goals on anyone. I want to help them to reach their goals.
Yeah.
So we get together, we talk, we strategize, we lay out a plan, and we see what we need to do.
How much of the person really matters to the changing of their habits? Like, if there is no single thing that works for two people at the same time, does it?
Well, there are basic things that are...
Well, sure. Put the fork down at some point, right?
Right,
yeah, I get
right.
it.
But no, it really is individual.
And what are some of those factors that you take into account? Because I think social engineering is probably one of the most fascinating subjects out there, right? And we as creatures of habit have some of the weirdest habits I've ever seen.
You're going to need help. You're going to need an accountability partner to be able to break those habits.
Yeah.
And to be able to make those changes. And we have to look at what your habits are and what we can help you to do to change.
Yeah.
And to reach the goal that you're in. And like I said, everybody's goal is different. And I just want to sit down and figure out what we need to do to get started down the path you want to go.
So what happens when you're being the accountability partner for somebody and they get mad at you, don't they? Because you're the bearer of bad news sometimes, aren't
sometimes
you?
I feel like that. Yeah. I like, is there anything positive I can say right here?
Yeah.
Because you do want to encourage them and not discourage them. And so many times it does get discouraging, particularly if you are trying to lose weight and you hit a plateau, and most everybody does at some point, then you do need somebody there to help you get kicked off of that plateau
yeah,
and get moving again.
I started Monday, and by Wednesday I plateaued. I was back to the cookies. So, and I ask these questions because I've had an accountability partner before, and it was actually we were strangers before we started doing the accountability stuff. And for some reason, the things that I needed to have, which were, A, you have to be able to trust them,
right?
And then there has to be some tact in delivery. Mm-hmm. I was glad to hear you say that. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, at the end of the day, everybody has to realize it's sort of for their improvement, right? It's not easy.
Well, we as a Christian, we live our life with the biblical principle of speak the truth in love.
Mm-hmm.
And it applies to everything that we do. So helping people with the truth,
mm-hmm.
but loving them.
So how many clients do you have now?
Well, it's hard to measure how many clients. There's a couple of dozen locally, but being in network marketing, then of course you're international.
You've got the team stuff too.
Yeah.
So, and do your client, how long do your clients stay clients with you? Are they 6 months, 8 months, lifetime?
All those.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. All okay. those.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah.
And then we were talking too, you don't necessarily have some form of a supplement program or meal program, but you had some very specific tools that were used to educate people.
We have specific tools to educate. We do not sell meal plans.
Yeah.
I do offer helps mm-hmm. as far as supplements or aids in reaching your goal food wise, but mm-hmm. not, I don't sell food or food plans. Yeah.
So would you say it's more of a, well, I guess if you're going to make a lifestyle change, it has to be education more than anything else, right?
Yes.
Teach them how to fish?
Yes. 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 We want to educate. Yeah. Yes, we do.
Okay. So one more time, in case anybody's curious where to go or find more information, where can we send them to?
SkinnyHealthyAndWealthy.com.
Yes. I feel like movies need to drop from the sky or something. So
yes.
Very cool. Well, thanks for hanging out with us. Stick around for a little bit.
Thanks.
Okay. I think you know this guy here.
And so a little bit.
It may bore you a minute because you already know what he does, but yeah. Hang out anyway.
Okay.
So good afternoon, sir.
Howdy.
Jump on in, man.
Okay.
Anywhere you want to start.
Yeah, this is Benny Turner and Turner Financial Group located in Pace, Florida. Just said this, need to preface this with a little cautionary statement here that nothing I say is intended to be an effort to sell anybody anything. This is education only. My only advice to you today is to find somebody to help you do this and knows what they're doing. So we talk about some things that just need everybody to know. It's not a sales pitch. It's educational only. That's it. See your own advisor. Okay. Beyond that.
Benny keeping himself out of jail.
That's right. Exactly. So we're a registered investment advisory firm, which means a couple of things, obviously. One of those things is that as a registered investment advisor, I have a fiduciary obligation to my clients.
That's such a weird word.
It is a weird word.
I said that last time we were talking too, I think.
Yeah, you sure did. And I was a pastor for about 34 years, and the fiduciary lifestyle fits what I believe the Word of God has to say to me about serving Him. In fact, Scripture says that a man's blessed if he does what he says he's going to do, even to his own hurt. It says we need to prefer our brother above ourselves. As a pastor, that's what I tried to do. As a registered investment advisory firm, that's what we try to do still. So it's my job to do everything I can do to do what's best for my client, even if that ends up being to my own hurt. I did that for 34 years as a pastor. I've done it now for the last 18 or 19 years in this business. In fact, my whole undergirding philosophy, my core value is that I honor and glorify God by honoring men who are made in His image, as all of us are. And it makes no difference to me what race or ethnic origin you have, whether you're from here or there or everywhere. None of that matters. If you're made in God's image and every man and woman is, then I love serving. That's what I want to do. So this is my ministry. I get paid for it, just like I did when I was pastoring.
It's not a bad side effect.
No, not a bad side effect at all. In fact, I appreciate the way I get paid for doing what I do, serving God, having so much fun. You know, who wouldn't want to do this, right?
So. I mean, you took on two job roles. You must be having fun.
All kinds of fun, I'm telling you, for sure. Absolutely. So anyway, it's great to be where I'm at. My desire is to help people, as I said.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do what's best for the clients.
So when you say help people, like what does that look? What does your help look like in that world?
Well, I guess my goal, I talk about joy all the time with my wife's business. I keep telling her that food should be joy.
Dot com.
That's a good one too, because you really don't want to.
I already bought it. I bought it already.
Did you?
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. You don't want to try to get folks to eat food they don't like and expect they're going to stay on that kind of thing. Same thing in my business. You have to be able to help people see what their needs are without coercing, obviously. So I want to talk to people about what their goals are. I want to sit down with them and design something that's specific for them, a map for their life, for the future. You know, everybody has a personal economy all their own, and their economy doesn't need to crash just because the economy around them crashed. If they've done the right kind of planning and saving and investing, no reason for it to do that.
Yeah.
So while the rest of the economy goes down the tubes, yours can be doing fine if you've done the right kind of planning, the right kind of saving, the right kind of investing.
Yeah.
So what it looks like for me, if someone came into my office, we would sit down for a first meeting. I would try to figure out where you are. Somebody calls my office and says, "Benny, how can I come see you?" My next question is going to be, "Well, where are you at? Where are you located right now?" Then I can help you get here. So tell me where you are. Tell me where you're trying to get to. Let's see if we can find the most efficient way to get you to the place you're trying to get to. So for me, you know, a lot of folks don't like mutual funds. A lot of folks don't like annuities. A lot of folks don't like.
You see me glazing over with those words. Like, I'm in the world of like, I don't even understand what any of it is, which I'm sure a lot of people are too.
Sure. But it's my job. One of my jobs, in fact, is to convert those complex ideas into something that's understandable for every person that comes through my door. So my first job is to help folks understand so they feel comfortable.
That's a big job, man.
It's a big job. Sometimes it can be rather difficult.
Does it have to be that complicated? Is the industry is it written that way on purpose, or is it really just that weird?
Sometimes it seems, actually, everything's written to protect everybody's.
Sure. Gotcha.
Okay, I mean, that's the basis for it right there. So sometimes because of who they're trying to satisfy, the regulators and all of that, it's a little bit obscure.
Yeah.
They have to use language that doesn't quite communicate as well as I'd like for it to.
Well, and then some things don't necessarily serve the client as well as they should because they're written for those in control.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And there is a different vocabulary in everybody's industry. If I were talking to a teacher or to someone who's a mechanical engineer, they have their own language.
Yeah.
If I was going to do business with them, I wanted to understand what they do so that I could feel comfortable with what they were going to be doing for me, then I would need them to do that conversion, and I wouldn't feel bad about asking for it either. So clients come in sometimes, they apologize for not understanding. Well, you're not supposed to understand. That's my job.
Right.
It's my job to help you understand, and so you understand and feel comfortable. Really shouldn't move forward, and that's
I'm that guy. Like, I think I should have to take like a crypto linguistic course before I talk financial stuff. It's the weirdest space for me.
Yeah, it is for a lot of folks.
Yeah,
and it's scary because
you got to trust the person that's telling you.
You got to trust absolutely, and that really is my first job. Actually, is to build trust.
So yeah,
we spend a lot of time trying to do that.
And you trust them with like the one thing that everybody holds most dear sometimes, is the hardest to let go of.
Yeah. And since I'm working with retirees or soon to be retirees, I'm really, they're not getting paid by a company anymore. I'm really the guy who has to provide their paycheck a lot of times.
Yeah.
So it's
according to David, you got to go to 106 now, man. So we're adding 20 years to your
what you said a while ago is really interesting, because that's, you're right. That the greatest fear of most of the clients I have, since I'm working with people from 60 to 75 or 80, or really until they die, is that they're going to have more life than they have money to finance it with.
Yeah. Be greeting at Walmart at 94 years old.
Yeah, that's the truth.
I'd be the best greeter they ever had, though, I promise.
Now, Walmart's a great company in that list.
That's what I said. That's where I'm going, man.
Absolutely. For sure. So anyway, we try to help our folks set up a plan.
Yeah.
It's kind of a track that they run on from now until they die. And every year we get back together. First of all, we do the plan and get something they're satisfied with that meets their needs as far as we can determine it for right now. Every year we meet again for a session or two and make adjustments to that plan to make sure we're still on focus where we should be. Of course, we do some of the managing of the money as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's our job to provide that paycheck.
And yeah.
It's a pretty important job. And as far as I'm concerned, it's ministry, just what I said a while ago.
So for somebody who is not living in this world and needs linguistic courses, but is wanting to get started but doesn't know how, what do you do other than call you?
Well, call me, that's the first thing, obviously. But, well, I guess the first thing you'd want to do is to kind of pull all of your stuff together and build a little bit of an inventory so you can figure out where you are. And
what if you got nothing? Can you start with nothing and get somewhere?
You can, but it's going to be really difficult for someone to retire on nothing. So if you're at retirement age,
we're liquidating.
Yeah, maybe you start selling what you're in and downsizing maybe you think about a reverse mortgage. Maybe you think about, maybe you could go down and work a little longer. That you may have to do as well.
But I mean, there's ways to start with 10 bucks a week and 20 bucks a week and $100 a week. I know it's not the most ideal, but let's face it, a lot of times today, that's just what people have that they feel comfortable letting go of, right?
Yeah, and that's really one of the things I think that differentiates me a little bit right there. Because most folks, if you don't have $250,000, they don't want to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
I was a pastor. If folks didn't have money to put in the plate, I still served them, and I still do that. I've got a client with $300 in their account.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they've had for the last 5 years. So what do I make? 10 cents a year, 20 mm-hmm. cents a year? I still serve them just like they had, you know, 250 mm-hmm. or 750 or whatever.
Always bet on the underdog, baby.
Yeah, and, you know, because everybody needs help sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's just, my pastor's heart, it's just hard to say, I'm sorry, I can't help you. Why? Well, you don't have enough money. Well, it's not, I mean, I have to make a living, so I'm not telling him I'm not doing this for money, too.
Sure.
I do it for money, too. But that's not what drives me.
Right.
What floats my boat is people and helping people, helping to elevate people, helping yeah. them to reach their goals and have joy, find joy in their retirement rather than having something where they're worrying all the time, sitting over in under anxiety and stress and can't
yeah.
get out. I mean, enjoy yourself.
I want to tell you, though, we've done five shows today. And with all these businesses here, Milton, that has been a theme that has gone through every show. It's been
right?
the people. And I thought, I've been, now that you said it, it's been in all the last four. It's incredible. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's just nice to know that that's the community
that's
I live
nice.
In. So, if somebody wants to find some information or find their crypto linguistic course, where do we send them to?
Okay. Well, you could call us at our office, 850-995-1797. Or you could go up to our website at advisorsusa.com, and that's ADVISERS USA, advisorsusa.com. Or we're on Facebook or Twitter, a couple of other places. Or you could just come by the office at 4655 Woodbine Road in Pace, about 1.2 miles off Highway 90. At Woodbine Road, go north.
Yeah, that's
1. It. 1.2 miles on the left.
Do you teach any classes? Do you do any kind of community stuff?
Yeah, actually, we do.
Can learn?
We have quite a number of educational events across the street from our office. There's a little strip mall, and one of those units is actually kind of a community unit, and
mm-hmm.
We use that at least once a quarter. We'll generally have some kind of educational event there for anybody who wants to come.
Yeah.
A lot of our clients show up, which I think is a pretty good
sure. That's an indicator.
Yeah, there's some interest. But
are you talking right there where South Market is?
No, actually, we're on Woodbine Road. I
so
think that's
up a couple
highway.
Okay.
Yeah, we're the next road up, but first road on the east side of the bridge.
Okay.
Coming from Escambia County, turn left right there, and what is that? Storage Masters.
Yeah.
Shopping
there's a
center.
Gas station, I think, there too. And
there's not a gas station.
No?
Actually,
I'm thinking of a different
yeah.
one.
Yeah, it's Storage Masters. It's just up around the curve on the right, and it's the first little shopping center area on
yeah.
the right. It used to be a restaurant in there, but they moved out. But nonetheless, that's right across the street from us.
Yeah.
If somebody's interested in coming to some of those things, just call the office and ask for Amy. And Amy can tell you when we're going to have the next and what it's going to be about and get your name and address.
She's got her finger on the pulse.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Very
yep.
cool.
Yep.
Well, thanks for coming and hanging out.
Thanks for
stick around for a minute.
Share with you.
We might learn something.
All right.
All right, David, tell me how I'm going to live to be 106.
I got to tell you, Gracie, I'm sorry to tell you, but we have really, we focus a lot on our food there for all our seniors. And we do have a nutritionist that has to approve our foods. But we are like, as I said earlier, we're like that cruise ship that doesn't know it's hasn't left port. And we've got a wonderful chef, John Hill. He's been there 23 years.
Wow.
Used to operate the restaurant that was open to the public. We still have the restaurant, but it's for our community. I'm excited to talk about Homestead Village and our place in the community there in Pensacola. We're a 13-acre campus. We have 12 buildings, 10 cottages that house different levels of care, anything from basic assistance to intermediate assistance, all the way up through our dementia memory care. And we also have independent living. There's also on our campus, attached to our campus, there's a deeded homes. Now, we don't have anything. I mean, we don't sell them the homes or anything. They're deeded properties. The person that built our facility back in, well, it was 28 years ago when they built it, they built these homes that match the same decor, the same look. We have the same street lights. We actually take care of the garbage and the street lighting for and the sprinkler systems for them. But they own their own homes. And the whole concept is, as you age, you want to age in place with dignity and respect and whatever that is for you. And if you're skinny, healthy, and wealthy and want to live in the deeded homes and where you can just be a part of our community because we have so many exciting things going on, or if you just want to go into our independent apartments where, hey, we clean for you, we cook for you, but you got your carport, you can drive off if you need to, come and go as you need, but still know that you have that sense of security and community with other seniors. And it's a great, great place. Our administrator, who takes care of the medical portions of our campus, she just won Administrator of the Year for the Florida Assisted Living Association. And that's very significant. That's over 500 assisted living facilities, 200 partners in that. And for her to win that, that was quite a distinction for us. She's been there 13 years. Coincidentally, we've had 13 years of state surveys where we have never had a deficiency. That doesn't mean we passed a state survey and we had to fix this or that. That means 13 years where we were deficiency free and had nothing. And that's how they rate us, is either you have deficiencies or you have no deficiencies.
And that's huge, because I've learned today that you guys are more heavily regulated than like healthcare facilities.
Like a hospital. It's very strict. It's very strict.
So. And I remember what that world's like, and it's eggshells a lot of the time. Right. So,
and you know, like to just talk about, you know, the hurricane, the horrible hurricane that we had that come through Florida and the Caribbean, you know, we have power. We've got generators, permanent generators that run our buildings. We have the food in reserve. The state requires 3 days. We have at a minimum 5. We could stretch to 7 if we were in a horrible situation. We have agreements with local vendors where they'll park their semis right there on our place right after a storm. And keep a refrigerated truck going for us if we should go past 7 days. We make sure that we're safe. We have a disaster plan that's approved by the Escambia County. So our business is in Escambia County, but very stringent process to get that plan approved. But and I only say that because while our residents are enjoying Homestead Village, I just want the families to know and our residents to know they're going to be safe, and we've got plans in place to keep them safe.
Yeah.
Agreements with fuel companies to come and refuel if we need it and things like that.
It sounds like you guys promote a lot of independence.
Yes, yes.
Even though it's assisted or you have people there, it seems there's a lot of autonomy.
Yes, absolutely.
Is that so much important at that age in moving into that transition?
It's so important. And we really strive to help those that may have some disabilities or some trouble, you know, do that, but do it in a dignity and respectful way. And if they need assistance with showering or something, they're in cottages with like-minded people that have the same things. And it forms a sense of community. Our cottages are so 16 to 20 is all that's in a cottage. And that really forms a family. And the healthcare staff that's in there, they really bond with our seniors and our residents there. And they're there to help them. And there's a lot of love that goes on there. And of course, we're always having a good time because we have activities in each of our cottages.
Yeah, would you say it was a cruise ship that's never left port?
That's right.
So you got like shuffleboard and ski ball and tabachi.
Oh, we've got it all.
Awesome.
Different clubs. We've got.
We just come hang out in the afternoon. We want to take a break.
Come on. Jeez.
How did you get into this?
Well, thank you for asking that. I served in the Navy for 30 years as a hospital corpsman, and my degree is in healthcare administration. And I thought I'd go right into a hospital setting to work, but
you realize shuffleboard was more fun.
Seriously, geez. But honestly, my parents, they needed assisted living, and they had moved down to South Florida to be near my sister in Fort Myers, and we really had such a positive experience there at that assisted living, and it got me very interested in that. And I was sharing with Benny earlier that just how God worked that out in my life, but. Anyway, through a couple of circumstances, I applied for the job in about 6 months out of the Navy and got it. And I am so excited and so proud of what we do. I'm very proud of what we do. And like our guest here, I just feel like it's a ministry and it's a real passion of mine. My mother, coincidentally, now lives with me. My father passed away, but
you never get away, do you?
And I got to tell you, I tell everybody I have 176 bosses.
Yeah, I believe it.
Plus my staff that we work as a team to take care of everybody. But, you know, my mom's there to let me know when things aren't looking just right.
And she eats your cooking too. I'm impressed. It, yeah.
So
yeah. But that's got to be cool for her. I mean, to still be close to family at that time. So we moved my grandparents into some assisted living. Right. And I know it was hard because we were so far away.
Sure.
And that's the one thing I think that they wanted when they were at, because they weren't at the house anymore that they've been in for 60 something years.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's a hard adjustment.
Yeah.
Right.
So if anybody's interested or wants to find out more information or wants to see if they can qualify or however that works, where do we send them?
Well, you can call us at 941-5003 or 5005 and talk to our admissions people. We'd be happy to take you on a tour. And feed you a good meal. So
I'm going by for lunch, man. I'm telling you.
We'd love to do that.
Lunch and shuffleboard or bocce ball.
What I'm talking about.
You got bocce ball? Yeah. I love that game.
we have a very robust Facebook page. And I got to tell you, when my parents were down in assisted living down south, that was one way we got to keep up with my parents. And every once in a while, we'd say, oh, there's dad or there's mom. You know, she's involved in what they're doing today. So it was really neat. But that's on Facebook, it's Homestead Pensacola, and you can look us up there. And then our website is www.hv, that's HV for Homestead Village, Pensacola.com. So HV Pensacola, all one word, .com. So I don't have anything really snazzy like skinny, healthy, and wealthy, but...
I know a guy. We'll figure it out. .com. Well, listen, I want to thank the three of you for coming in today. You've certainly been very entertaining for me and very refreshing. And all of you doing very interesting work, and it seems coming from a very heart-centered place, and it's refreshing to see that. So,
Thanks for having us.
Yes.
All right, guys, you can find us at Pecola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Pecola BRX on Facebook, or you can find us on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. And this has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.